coq au vin, escargot, foie gras. French cuisine is delicious, and it's a multi-billion euro industry as well. My guest today is the economic engine behind some of the finest French restaurants in the world. This is YPO 10-Minute Tips from the Top. I'm Kevin Daum, and each week I bring you insights from the world's top executives of YPO, all made possible with grants from Gazelle's Growth Institute, growthinstitute.com. YPO member Florence Kane was born and raised in Paris, where her artist father and stylist mother encouraged her to embrace art in all its forms. Florence obtained a master's degree in taxation and then got her first taste of the restaurant business when she accepted an internship with Michelin-starred French chef Alain Ducasse. After forming her own food consultancy, Florence formed a business partnership with another Michelin-starred French chef, Yannick Aleno. Together, Florence and Yannick run fine dining restaurants in hotels all over the world. Florence, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So 10 years ago, you started on the restaurant side. What was the first thing that you did?
After my tax and law, I did a master in tax. And then my dad was selling some of these sculptures to Alain Ducasse, who is a French chef. And so at that time, I just finished my master's degree and I didn't know what to do. And my dad said, go and do an internship with Alain Ducasse.
Okay.
And I said, okay. So definitely, I mean, I was dropped there. He put me on the business side. It was training and consultancy, which meant that I was targeting schools and hotels that wanted to get consultancy to create food and beverage solutions. I became project manager and then I became international development.
So Alain Ducasse was doing outside consultancy work aside from his restaurants.
Yep. But what exactly I loved is that my business side was without the brand.
When you say you were without the brand, so Alain Ducasse was involved, but it wasn't under his name. So
exactly.
You didn't have the pressure of...
Like you call it marque blanche,
yes.
White label. So we did consultancy programs for hotels, and then we created the culinary menus, the pastry menus. We recruited the chefs. We trained the people and then we did the quality following. So what I did like actually, and I was always used to say to my team that sky was the limit. And then I said, moon is the limit, because actually we developed at one stage a program with the European Space Agency and we created the menu to go on the International Space Station. I love the idea of opening new territories because these people, they were not buying the brand. They were just buying the quality and the training, which meant that you don't have limit. And then after 7 years, I quit to set up a first company. The name is Chef & Chef. The idea was to create an agency that was able to provide the needs of the different brands. So, for example, if you had a hotel brand in China needed a female chef to cook Thai food, my goal was to find the chef, to create the identity around it, and then to implement the concept in the hotel.
What happened then?
I started to work with my agency, so I had some clients. And at the same time, 3 months after, Yannick just got his third Michelin star. So we started talking about him, but it was really in the early stages. And so I called him and I said, I just have an agency. And would you be interested to do some services and to provide some services? And then we started to meet. And the more I was talking to him, the more I was like, this guy is really like gold. And so having a chef becoming after my partner who has this added value, I really saw it as something we could work on and develop around.
So when you're managing these various types of food service industries, how do you keep consistency among each of the areas in the company?
What we do is we recruit key managers. We recruit what we are calling the key positions in our job is chef de cuisine, chef pâtissier, directeur de salle, et chef sommelier, directeur food and beverage. So we recruit these people and these people worked for us. They are on the payroll of the clients, but they belong, if I can say, to our DNA. And then locally speaking, the company is recruiting the people. And then you have to train them. But when you train them, you transfer the DNA of the brand.
So you bring in the directors.
Key people.
You're finding them. And then you're providing the training services for the directors so that it's consistent throughout.
Exactly.
So that you can manage consistently the business as it goes.
Exactly.
You talked a bit about your skill set being able to work with creatives in an effective way. How do you think you work differently with creatives in order to be effective at turning it into money and keeping it consistent?
I would say that the first added value I have with these kind of people is the protection. I think that these kind of people must be protected.
Protected from what?
Well, they must be protected from all the kind of stress a business can generate. Being protected means that you're not worried. I mean, my business partner has been protected for years. So it means that first you have to put the trust in. Because if there is no trust, then there cannot be any protection. Because the protections mean that you don't know.
How do you deal with when the creative is heading down a path of creativity for creativity's sake, where it's not necessarily turning into marketable product?
I changed my mind on this with the years. When I was younger, I was so pushy on it. And every time he was doing something which was not targeted as being a business, I was saying, no, 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 no. It took me, I would say, 7 years. And then after, I noticed that if I was not transforming, it was not happening.
So it's more your job to figure out what's marketable in the creativity of what he's doing rather than worrying about whether or not it's marketable at its purest sense.
I would say that my job is to build the frame and the main matters on which we're all going to work. And then inside this frame, he's doing whatever he wants to do. For example, we decided to define what is the modern cuisine, French modern cuisine. Then we decided to create a book collection on super specific matters and how we're going to make it. Once a year, getting one book on a super specific matter. Okay, step one, step two. And step three is, what is your next matter? And he is super free to say, okay, I want to work on confiserie. I want to work on sous vide. I want to work on fermentation. So in this frame, the freedom is absolute. And then he's coming with the matter, and then we worked on it. The takeoff I have from this is really let them free as much as you can, because, I mean, they don't have the same capacity of holding on, you know, with the stress or with what the business is bringing. So let them free and don't be afraid of what is super often frightening when you work with a creative person is that it never ends and it never stops. So every day you have something new to develop. And what I really learned for the years is that the guy every day, he's coming with a new matter. I mean, we're going to do this. And then the day after, we're going to do this. And he doesn't know what it takes to develop the thing behind. I mean, you can have an idea, which is brilliant. But then the moment you have the idea and the moment you have the business done, I mean, it takes months or years. He's creating the sauces. It takes him 3 months. He got something brilliant. And then it takes me 2 years to get the pattern.
Right. He's respectful of you on that side to just take it and run with it.
But it can be suffocating because you are still working on the sauces and the guy is already working on getting a new whatever system on whatever, you know. And then he's looking at Lou like, you're slow. I mean, what are you already doing? And so the other thing I learned is stop to worry about him getting new ideas all the time. Because my point is, if I am not doing the business for 2 years about the pattern, no one will do it.
Okay, Florence, it's time for our rapid-fire questions. Are you ready?
I am.
What is your favorite question to ask when you meet someone new?
What is the relationship between Luke and Leia Skywalker?
They are brother and sister, so...
For you, it's obvious. You know, a lot of people, they don't know.
Name three of your personal core values.
Kind, generous, and happy.
Who's had the greatest impact on you as a leader?
Pierre Godet, who was the right arm of Bernard Arnault. He said two things. The first one I love is it's super important in life to get a lot of principle, you know, because sometimes when you do business, the people in front of you are saying, I can't do it. It's a question of principle. And then you can say that it's super important to get a lot of principles so you can change them every day. And the other one is that experience is a candle that enlightens only yourself.
What is your favorite business book?
I've never read a business book.
Do you read other books?
Yes, I do.
What are you reading right now?
Les très riches heures de l'humanité, which is the super rich hours of humanity.
What is the one leadership trait that brings success?
Never stop fighting.
What is the one leadership trait that kills success?
So missing cold blood.
Hot-blooded.
Yeah, hot-blooded. Yeah, I think so. The more it's urgent, the more you have to put it under the pile.
Name one daily behavior that will help a leader grow.
Sports.
Name one trait that makes an employee valuable.
Loyalty.
What's your strangest daily habit?
Dancing?
Every day?
Yeah.
Fantastic. What's the best way to show employees appreciation?
Love.
Well, we loved having you on the show. Thanks for giving to us today, Florence.
Thank you for your time and thank you for coming to Paris.
Thanks for joining us today and thanks to Gazelle's Growth Institute for underwriting this program. Learn more at growthinstitute.com. Join me next week when I'll be interviewing YPO member Thomas Donahoe, who will share why cities not named New York might be the best place to launch creative companies. I'm Kevin Dom, and you're listening to YPO 10-Minute Tips from the Top. To learn more about YPO, please visit ypo.org.